As to Obama's suggestion that Ayers is just some professor he happens to know, bloggers wonder how Obama can think we're so gullible to believe Obama was the only person in Chicago who did not know Ayers' bomb-throwing terrorist fame. Bernardine Dorn and Bill Ayers have aged and found jobs within educational institutions and foundations, but their politics are as far to the radical left as ever. Two photographs of Bill Ayers standing defiantly on the American flag surfaced as the Democratic presidential primary season began winding down with the North Carolina and Indiana contests. The photos were taken for an August 2001 interview with Ayers by Chicago magazine's Marsha Frolka Coburn. In the article titled No Regrets, Coburn wrote this: "Violence, death, and white-hot rhetoric is his past, and Ayers insists he has no regrets. I acted appropriately in the context of those times," he says. In both photos, Ayers is standing in a narrow alley. In the color photo used in the magazine article, Ayers has a somber expression on his face. He is wearing a blue blazer and open shirt with no tie. His hands are stuffed in the pockets of his jeans. The stars and stripes lie rumpled at his feet. In the second photo, a black and white, apparently from the same photo shoot but not used in the magazine, Ayers has his fists uplifted like a boxer, and his knees are bent in a fighting pose, and he has a sly half-grin on his face. The photographs and the Chicago Magazine article were both parts of Ayers' publicity campaign for his book, Fugitive Days. Ironically, an interview with Ayers appeared in the New York Times on September 11, 2001, and thus was on the newsstands in New York City as the terrorists flew their hijacked airplanes into the World Trade Center. In the first lines of the interview, Ayers was quoted as saying, "I don't regret setting bombs. I feel we didn't do enough." The American voting public looking at these photographs will predictably be outraged at his disrespect for the American flag. That Obama ever had anything to do with such an obvious America hater is going to be difficult for the average person to understand. As a Democratic Party presidential candidate, Obama will undoubtedly have to take the next step and say he is deeply disappointed to learn Ayers still adheres to the radical ideas that made him a cult leader in the Weather Underground. Finally, Obama will have to renounce Ayers and say he finds the image of Ayers standing on the American flag so deplorable that Obama rejects Ayers and his anti-American ideas. None of this will explain why it took the national exposure of a presidential campaign for Obama to be forced to disavow Ayers. Perhaps Obama said nothing in 2001 because he is a true student of Saul Alinsky.